Right, so your Shalmi Shviz, Parakim Halacha Base. In the previous mission we had seen, Halacha is about a person putting out garbage in the fields, that there are certain rules as to what you can put out, that it sure shouldn't look like your person is being dissolved in his field, like he's being fertilizing his field. So the mission says, a person can make three piles of garbage for each base, so for each field that's 50 amas to 50 amas, you have to make these three piles. That means a way that does not look like the person is fertilizing his field. But making more than that, the correct use should be is mutter different shimon. If you want to do more than that, you can also do that. You know, if you want to make four piles, if you make them the right size, that's also mutter different shimon. Chacham oisur, the chacham say you're not allowed to do it. Okay. The chum oisin, the chum say you can't do it. Ad shiamik shloisha, ad shiamik shloisha. If you want to do it, extra piles, what you have to do is you have to either dig a hole that's three tvachim deep, or you have to make some kind of a platform that's three tvachim tall to put it onto, because then it's obvious that you're not trying to help the field. So you're trying to help the field, you want to put it right onto at ground level. The fact that you raised it up or you lowered it down shows that you're not trying to fertilize the field. Next, the mission says. Now, the mission is going to talk about that was the so to speak, plain case. What happens if a person wants to put much more garbage and much less? So, the first case is, you can make his zevel into a whole oitzer. He can make a whole storehouse of his zevel, meaning he can put in much more than the 10 piles, than the 30 piles, each one with one lessech in them, like we had in the last mission. You can make a much bigger amount. But, Mayor says you can't do that unless you either dig down three tvachim or you lift up three tvachim, meaning you make some kind of special effort to show that you're not being mizabel the field. What happens if you have very small amounts of garbage? So the last case was you had a lot of garbage, now you have too little. You don't have the amount that you need to make the three piles. You don't have the three piles, each one of 10 mashpelos, and each mashpelos should be one lesser. You don't have exactly that amount, so what do? So the town comes, says, most of her, you could put out a little bit, and then you keep on eating until you get to be the right size. That's okay. Rabbi Zmanazai said, you can't do the achiyamik, or achiyamik, or achiyamik, or you have to either make a put it low down, three tvachim, into a platform of three tvachim, or he gives another suggestion here is achitin al sel, you put it onto a rock. In other words, you put the garbage in a place where you're not fertilizing. No, obviously you can't fertilize a rock. So if you put it on some kind of a rock, that's also mutter because then it does not look like you're fertilizing your field. So for the Gemara, a very simple question. Veloma tenisa trains in, then why do we need the beginning of our Mishnah to repeat what it had said in the first Mishnah? It said again that you can't make the Mishnah said you can only make garbage if you do it in three piles, and you can't make more. Rav Shimon says you can't make more. Rav Shimon says you can. But what's the point of repeating the Mishnah? That part was in the original Mishnah. So the Gemara had asked exactly this kasha. The Yerushalmi asked this kasha before the previous Mishnah also, and the Yerushalmi gives the same answer. Rav Yirmiyah says kan the pachis min hamashpelos. Kan is luchar is understood to mean that the first Mishnah is the pachis min hamashpelos. You want to make less containers worth of garbage in each pile, and the way the Marafolda had learned over there was, and over here again, is the way he learns is that the person had, for example, 20 mashpelos full of garbage, that should be two piles worth, and he wants to divide into three piles, so he's being placed in the mashpelos. Each of his three piles is having less than the required amount, and that's what Shimon is saying that you could do the Chumah singing out that was in the first Mishnah. Brahm Halchav, also the Kashir, our Mishnah is talking about you want to do Kashir, meaning you want to add on an extra pile. So in the first Mishnah was you want to add on extra piles with not even 10 for each pile. But here we're talking about also the Kashir, each of the piles is going to have a shear, it's going to have the full 10 mashpelos, and each mashpelos is going to be a lesser worth, you're going to have just the right amount, and that's our Mishnah is having the second Mishnah, just whether you're allowed to do that. The Tanei can out Rav Shimon. And we have a brisa that tells us like that this is Pshat Rav Shimon, because it says about Rav Shimon, when Rav Shimon said you're allowed to break it up, you're allowed to make more piles. Eventually, you're close to Ashma Mishalosh Mashpelos. Each Ashma shouldn't have less than three Mashpelos, three containers of worth of garbage. Now, if the simple reading of the Mishnah had been that the Machlokes was about adding on new piles of garbage that each have 10 Mashpelos into it. So what is this Bais saying that it's talking about that you have to make sure there's at least three? So that means is because the previous Mishnah, the Machlokes there is you wanted to not add on by adding on another 10 for the pile. The Machlokes was that Shimon says you have your 20 mashpeels, and you want to break that into three groups, and you want it, so that means each pile is going to have less than 10 mashpeels. And on that, what Shimon is saying is, you can do that, ubovad, as long as you don't have less than 3 mashpeels in each, meaning you, when you take your 20, and you want to divide them into three groups, don't make them, those three groups, to be 9 and 9 and 2, because then you'd have, two piles would be fine, but one pile would only have 2 mashpeels. Instead, you have to do it something like 9 and 8 and 3, so that each pile has at least 3, and that's what the first mission. So the first mission, Shimon is saying you could do that. You could break it into three piles. You can make more piles at a minimal amount. And our mission saying is you can. Shimon saying you can make more piles when you have another full 10 mashpeels worth to make. Now, then the mission says, Chum say you can't make more piles, but I say you have to make a shear. That means is if you want to make more than the shear. That means that you want to make another pile with another 10 mashpeels in it, al b'kashir. But if you want to, what you want to do was, if the person wanted to take his, if the person wanted to take his piles and put them together, al b'kashir, in a tibby form, when we said, it's also to do it, but you can't make, it's going on the next case, the case of the person who had wanted to make Zabalai Oitzer, he wanted to make an Oitzer. So that's talking about, that some people had said you're not allowed to make an Oitzer, but the person was making his piles more than 30 mashpeels. So that was saying, no, you're not allowed to make more than 30 mashpeels. I will be Kashir. But if you want to make your Zabalai Oitzer, you want to make your garbage in one big pile, that will be your oitzer, it's like a storehouse of garbage, there, you're allowed to do it. In other words, you're allowed to put the 30 mashpeelos all into one pile. You're not allowed to make more than 30, but you're allowed to make 30 in one big pile. Why? And because we say there's a logic that says, if you're allowed to put the garbage in three piles of 10 each, so you have three different piles, the makom echad koshkin, so koshkin you're allowed to put into one pile, and the understanding is that what that means is like this, in a beisa, if a person has in his beis, he has 30 mashpeels worth of garbage. That doesn't look like he's trying to fertilize his field. That just looks like he's using his field. That's what you have to do in a field. You have to have a certain amount of garbage from leftovers. But if you would have, and therefore, what he puts into three piles or one pile doesn't make a difference. 30 is an amount that looks right for a beis. But if he has more than 30, you're not allowed to do that. Then it looks like you're preparing to fertilize his field. So you're not allowed to put out more than 30, whether it's in many piles or in one pile. Okay. Then it says, like, then the mission says, so the third case was, what happens if you have too little garbage? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, you can, the Tanakhama had said you can put it out. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you can't put it out unless you put it in a place that's three tefachim below the ground or three tefachim above or on a rock. So the Gemara says, we have Pasula train pistron. We have two explanations for what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. We have two pshatim into what the Tanakhama said, not Rebbe Elazar. When Tanakhama said you're allowed to do it, we have two pshatim. One is, what the Machlokes is. One is, b'shachayloi davar mur b'sarach sedei l'shvias. It's talking about that you already have a small amount of garbage out there in your field for shvias. So the Tanakhama says, Harizah moisifal avahoylech, Misha Pasko evdeavoyta. Once the people have stopped doing work, that's a term we had from the first mission, which is once. Once the people who work on shvias, who illegally work on shvias, once those people have stopped working, it doesn't look so bad when you put out garbage. No one really thinks anymore that you're trying to fertilize your field. It doesn't look like that. Those people have stopped their work already. So then, and there's already some fertilizer in the field, then you can keep adding, you can add on, even though you don't have the full 10 mashvias. Even in that case, Rabbi Elazar says you're not allowed to. My time to Rabbi Elazar says, why does he hold you're not allowed to do it? Maybe you won't have the zevel, meaning maybe you won't end up getting up to the full 30 mashpeilas worth that you're supposed to have in a garbage pile. And then it'll look, and then you'll be end up being fertilizing that part of the field. The Gemara is going to explain this in a minute, what this means. Pasul Pishon Choron is a second Pisrin. The word chayrin is like acharon, like a second one, a second, and pshat in the machlokes is like this. It's talking about there was nothing in the field when Shviya started, but you had some stuff in your house when Shviya started. So before Shviya, you already had some stuff not in the field but in your house. And now he wants to put it out onto his field. Then you're allowed to put it out once the people who are not working in the field. Anyone who was a Messiah, or was a Messiah, says you're not allowed to. Why not? My time was a Messiah. Why does he say you're not allowed to? Maybe you won't find the full 30 mashpelos worth of garbage, and you'll end up fertilizing that spot where you put the garbage in. So now, on the first answer, what's it do? Is already some garbage out of the field. Out on the field, Fred Tamar says, what is Rabbi Zimmer's idea where that you're going to fertilize? He says, don't do it because you're going to end up fertilizing the field. What are you talking about? You said there's already some zevel out there from beforehand. So if he goes and he puts down the garbage, he's not going to be fertilizing it. It already is fertilized. So there already is stuff out there that could fertilize it. So putting on some more, what is that going to make a difference? So the Gemara answers, all these different people say, excuse me, that what it means is that it looks, it's marasayin, it looks bad, which is to say is people will think that he's fertilizing this field, even though there's a little bit out there already. The fact that there's not the full 30 make people think that you're fertilizing. If there's the whole 30, everybody realizes that's just your pile of garbage. So there's marasayin atchir to yesamash beos gachas, until you put out 10 piles of 10 containers of garbage at a time, it looks like you're preparing to fertilize the field, you are fertilizing the field, and therefore, so even though some out there already, so you're not actually fertilizing, but it doesn't look good. In fact, the Gemara of Lesser upon the Mar Zayin, so why take it on Chacham Chod of Mar Zayin? So Amar of Idi to Chutra, of Idi from Chutra, with this name of a place, where Idi to Chutra says, Sal, my grave from a Kichelog, Ashwa. Sal, his basket and his shovel show that he's not making Ashwa. In other words, when a person is going, that he is making an ashba. In other words, when a person is coming to fertilize his field, he would sprinkle the garbage all around. When a person comes to put out the garbage for the garbage pile, he comes with a basket and a shovel and different equipment that helps pile up the stuff in a different way. And therefore, everyone could tell that he's not trying to fertilize his field. The way you pile up garbage is not the same way you put out fertilizer, and everyone could tell. Therefore, we don't have to be worried about the marasayin. Okay, now Rabbi Yosi bar Punama, the Beis Rabbon says like this: Ilin Shmosu Dacha. These points that we just made over here, these Shmos, these sayings that we said over here, which was these two different ways of explaining the Machlokes in our Mishnah, is we're going to change the gears as a drop different here. It's Kai the Tanin Taman. It's the same as we learned over the year, which is in Mart Katan, that there's going to be Machlokes in Mart Katan about what you could do on Shvius and on Chalamoid. As we've seen, halachas of what you could do on Chalamoid and on Shvius are very similar. So it's been a kind of thing, come on. It's like we have something that we said over there, which is what Rabbi Zimmer says, "Ain oisin is am the field the moir ubi Shvius." A person is not allowed to dig if irrigation ditch. An amma is called an irrigation ditch, called an amma because it's about an amma deep, an amma cross. So you're not allowed to make the tefila, a new one. Of the moed, which is on Cholamoid and on Shvir, and what's the reason? Why not to make this irrigation ditch? So Amr Abzera, Meneshu Mashres, Tzadel is real. Because when you dig the ditch, digging the ditch is okay because that's to water things which are allowed to be watered on trees. That's okay. Or to bring water to a place that you're allowed to, that's okay. But the problem is that when you dig the dirt that comes out of the hole, that you're digging out of the hole, ends up sitting on the side of the ditch, of the irrigation ditch, the irrigation canal, and that dirt is now this nice, loose, soft dirt that's very good for planting. So what you're doing is you're being chayrish, you're plowing, that is to say, you're preparing the land that's on the side. The land you dig out is being prepared for digging, for planting it, and that's what's also right. Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbon Brachias say B'shem Rabbah Bar Mamo, the name Maris Ayin, it doesn't look good because it's not because the dirt is fit for planting. No, it's because Maris Ayin, that it looks like you're preparing the ground where you dug the hole. Now, so the hole itself, we know that the hole is really needed for an Amasamayin. Excuse me, for an Amasamayin, that water go through. But not everybody can tell that, and therefore people will think that you're worked in the land over there, so you can plant in that spot. So it's marzayin. So having boy may mar. So we want to say it's like this: man nevin tamam ne marzayin, v'chacham ne marzayin. The one who says over there that on shvius and a cholamod you can't do this thing of this irrigation canal is because of marzayin would hold. Also, it's by us marzayin. And man nevin nishmashas sidel zriya. The one who says no, there's no concern of marzayin. Everybody understands why you're digging it. You're digging it to make this irrigation for irrigation. So the reason is because there's no Mars iron, but there is a problem that it makes the dirt on the soil is fit for planting in. So what would be the reason over here? If there's no problem with Mars iron, so what's the reason why you can put the garbage? So everyone understands that you're putting it up for garbage, not for fertilizing, so it must be less of El Kador, so it must be like the other reason, the second chat that we had said before, which is maybe you won't end up having more garbage, and you actually end up fertilizing. If it was just because of if there was some stuff there already, and it was just marasine, that would not be also. It's only also because there was nothing there before you, and you can actually end up fertilizing the spot where it's at because there had been nothing there, and what you did is fertilizing the field, and that's also on cheese. Okay, so now we want to ask the kasha try to understand the case in Mud Kotev, not our case. And it's my nafim benayin. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference between the two pshat, the weather? What's the difference between Mars iron or whether you put the words because you're making the dirt on the side fit for planting? You know, in our case, the nafkamina, we understand very much what the nafkamina is. The nafkamina is what happens if there's some dirt there from before Shvius. One pshat says, in that case, you're allowed to do it. And the other says, everyone would agree you're allowed to. The other one says, no, that's the case with the machlokes. So we understand the nafkamina for our case. But what's the nafkamina in that case? In both cases, we're saying you're not allowed to dig it up. You're not allowed to dig it up, or it's a machlokes that you should be allowed to dig it up. So what's the practical difference in the two explanations? And the one answer is, chaflas is amashal binyan. The mouthful learns what that means is that you dug a hole to make an amashal binyan. You're not building an irrigation ditch, you're building a foundation for a house. So, going like the Rav Folk says first, which is like this, have a boy, we would say like this, Mandar, and the one who says that the whole concern about building the irrigation ditch is Marzain because it doesn't look good, Hacham, they Marzain. So the Marzain here also, it looks like you might be preparing your land for digging. And other people don't know why you're digging. So just like over there, they might be, we assume people don't know what you're doing. Just like over there, we would thought that people would think that you are digging out the dirt to prepare this land for planting. So too over here, they'll think that you're digging it out for planting, not knowing that you're really building it for a foundation. The one who says that, no, people know good and well what you're doing, but the problem is that the dirt on the side is going to be fit, good for, that will be good for planting. So in our case, where you're digging it out for building, it's that dirt will not be good for planting. And the Rav Folger learns that the reason is because when people are building a building, you don't plant anything right next to it. It's not good for the building, and therefore, if the people know that, according to this track, people will know that you're about to put up a house here. This is for a foundation, so they'll know also that you're not going to plant next to it. That's what he learns, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns that what it means is it's not much as Sedel Zriya, because when you build a building, you take the dirt away. You put it into a dump truck. You know, you put it away in a place that no one's going to plant. So people realize that there's no such thing as there being machshir tzedel zriya. You're not making this that side dirt that you dig out fit for planting into. Okay, and now the Gemara just makes a point about the very last part of the mission. The mission had said was, well, those of the Zayin says, in the case we have very little, you should either dig down three tefachim before you put it onto the ground, dig up three tefachim, put it onto a cellar, put it onto a rock. So if the Yerushalmi, put it onto a rock, even Elizabeth Isaiah who had said you have to put it down three or up three or onto a rock, even he who said you could do it in that case, he was moida, shem hoyla sit, or service, or yavonim, or gifsis, but if you have these different things that things can't grow on, Sid is lime, or sorry, this is rocks, or one of the different bigger rocks, or gives us a different kind of lime, then in all those cases you're putting your garbage on a place that it can't grow. So there's no chash that you're gonna, it looks like you're growing, or that you're actually gonna make it grow better, that you're fertilizing, because it's